the representatives from the legislatures. I think they are more relevant today and most needed today in the session, where we are going to deal with the program, fourth program for the MTBPS process. I want to appreciate the opportunity for being here. Honorable Okamba, I see your message that Honorable Ryder is struggling with connection. And I think it's understandable. He's always the first to be on the platform. Hopefully he gets assisted by the grace of our Lord. Honorable members, you're welcome. Let me check with the secretariat if there are apologies that have been presented to you that you are aware of, even from the provinces, if they have indicated.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members. Chairperson, we from the committee, we received an apology from Honorable Ngcitha. From provinces, we received an apology from Mpumalanga. The whole committee is not going to be able to join us, as indicated by my colleague Rieta. From Western Cape, I received an apology last night from Honorable Batman. And we have just received now a few minutes back an apology from Northern Cape. The chairperson, Honorable Moneng, is not going to be able to join us due to another meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Lubabalo. I think my comments as I was opening the meeting to say it's very important that we have the chairpersons or committee members or reps from provinces is informed by the past experience that we had since the start of this term, the sixth term. So we are trying to avoid what we have experienced previously and be on the same understanding in as far as the process is concerned. When we had a local government, Lokgotla, we had engagements with SALGA. There are always complaints that they are not given enough time and all that. But we have tried to explain that the time that we have is not prescribed by us, it's not decided by us, but is prescribed by the legislation. And the process that we are doing, it has to start in the NA, and depending on when they finish with it, but they are also guided by the legislation, then is deferred to us in our area. But we know that the members from other provinces previously, they experienced problems. Is Honorable Mamaragane on the platform?
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, okay. She's on the platform.
Okay. I just hope that her colleagues from Limpopo also are here.
I'm trying to call them. Okay, I'm trying to. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamaragane. I'm going to request honorable members, the secretariat, Lubabalo, to speak to the program of the MTBPS program. Lubabalo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, with your permission, Chair, and honorable members, I would like to start with the committee program. And then later on, go back to the consolidated MTBBS program so that whatever gaps that might be there will be closed by indicating the sequence of processing the MTBBS as outlined in the consolidated program, Jefferson. And then later on, if it means we must go back to a committee program, will do such. In fact, Chair, I was thinking that if I was skilled enough, I was going to split my screen. But unfortunately, I've tried all that I could to split the screen and see if I can show both documents at the same time, but I'm unable to do it. Hence, then it's going to be a long process, but I won't take very long, Chair.
Okay. And members who are not trying to change the program of Parliament, but we just want to have an understanding of the sequence of events as we will be processing this MTBPS and what is expected of us, what is before us. We know that the programming committee have dealt with the program for Parliament. We are not going to restart that program or trying to do their duty or duplicate. Lubabalo, you can go on.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you very much, Chairperson, for the proper background and outline. You have made my job very easy, Chairperson, because right away I'm going to go to the meetings, Chairperson. I'm not going to provide any background. Chairperson and honorable members, today we are here on the 19th. Of October, we are dealing with this issue of the MTBS program. We thought it might assist to involve colleagues and honorable members from provinces in this process and try and refresh our minds so that we, when we move from next week, we move from the same understanding. Next week, Chairperson, on the 20th, and honorable members, on the 26th, there will be a lookup session as indicated here. And then after that lockup session, the minister will table the MTBPS together with all the necessary instruments. A day after, Chairperson, on the 27th of October, the minister will brief the committees and together with all committees, as we have been doing, we will also involve the provincial portfolio committees. We will share the link. And I think this virtual approach is also making life easy because it's easy to connect with all colleagues and honorable members around the country. Then the next meeting will be on Tuesday, the 1st of November. The FFC and PPO will be briefing the finance committees of Parliament on the MTBPS, Chairperson. Then the next meeting, Chair, will be on the 10th of November. National Treasury will be briefing the Select Committee on Appropriations and the Standing Committee on Appropriation. In that meeting, we are also going to invite the Provincial Portfolio Committees, Chairpersons and members, including colleagues in that meeting, so that we receive the briefing at the same time and move from there, Chair. Then thereafter, Chairperson, on the 11th of November, the committee will consult with the with SALGA and also FFC now on the division of revenue, Chairperson, and then thereafter we convene public hearings. Next meeting, Chair, will be on the 17th of November. Members of the Select Committee on Appropriations will brief provinces, their respective provinces, on the division of revenue. This issue of this date, Chair, it might appear like you have indicated before that it might appear or interpreted as if we are prescribing. No, we are prescribing a date for provinces. No, it's not like that. It's just that when we have consolidated the program, we identify that it might be better if provinces can be briefed on this day. If, say, for example, province X would prefer to be briefed say on Wednesday the 16th in the evening after the NA has adopted the division of revenue, the province can do so, Chairperson, if there are no issues, and also if the referral letters are ready and have been sent to provinces. The next exercise will be consideration of negotiating mandates by the committee after having received them from the provinces. This exercise will be on the 21st of November, Chair. On Tuesday, the 22nd of I think we have, after we have interacted with our colleagues, we have amended this time. However, this signed program, it still reflects the old proposed meeting time. I think we have moved this meeting to the afternoon because we felt that let's give colleagues in provinces enough space and time to convene their meetings and transmit the negotiating mandates to us. And then as a committee, we'll meet in the afternoon. Also on the 22nd of November, we'll do the same. We'll meet in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, considering the final mandates and the report of the Division of Revenue. Then the report and the bill will be tabled in the House for consideration. The next exercise with respect to the committee, it will be on the 24th of November. We'll be briefed by National Treasury on the second adjustment appropriation bill, Chair. Following that, on the 25th of November, the committee, together with the Standing Committee on Appropriations, will convene joint public hearings on the MTPPS and the second adjustments appropriations. As the appropriation, as select committee on appropriations, then the last meeting will be on the 1st of December, considering the reports, draft reports on the 2022 Adjustment Appropriation Bill and the proposed division of revenue and conditional grants allocation to provinces and local government. Then those two reports will be transmitted to the House and be considered on the 2nd of December. That will be the end of our program, Chairperson. As I indicated, Chair, with your permission, now I'd like to go back to the MTPPS program and explain in details the sequence, and then we'll take it from there, Chairperson. Is that in order, Chair?
Yes, Lebovalo, you can continue.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. I would like to skip this first page, Chairperson, and come to this page. Okay. Chairperson and honorable members and colleagues, when we designed the MTPPS program, we are influenced by two dates. The first date is the date of the tabling of the MTPPS, and then the second date that we consider is the last sitting day of the National Council of Provinces House. So once we identify those two dates, then we follow the MTPPS the Money Bills Act guidelines, and put all the activities of the four parliament committees within that period. As I move, Chairperson, as I've indicated that on the 26th, as indicated here, the minister will, there will be a lock-up session, and then the minister will brief will table the MTPPS. That is the 26th. So all the four committees of parliament are indicated here, as you can see them, joint meeting. But we then, as the select committee on appropriations, we have made it a practice that we don't leave behind the provincial portfolio committees on finance, because we know that during this process, at some stage, we need to work with them. So the best way is to involve provinces from the word go. That will be indicated, Chairperson, by their presence on the 27th of October, when the minister is briefing all committees together with the provincial portfolio committees. minister will be briefing the committees on the MTPS. The following week, Chairperson, which is the second week of processing of the MTPS, the PPO, together with the FFC, they will brief the Parliament Finance and Appropriation Committees on the MTPS. Then, Chair, a day after, on the 2nd of November, the Standing Committee on Finance and the Select Committee on Finance will convene public hearings on the revised fiscal framework. And the Standing Committee on Appropriations will be briefed by the Public Service Commission on the MTPS. Ourselves, as the Standing Committee on Appropriations, we don't have an activity on that day. Reason being, this committee shares membership with the Select Committee on Finance. So all the members that are here, that colleagues from provinces, they see here or they interact with during MTPS under the Select Committee on Appropriations, they are the very same members who are members of the Select Committee on Finance. So once the Select Committee on Finance has an activity before it, as the appropriations, we cannot convene a meeting. We have that standard understanding that we must make sure that we synchronize our programs. If appropriations is meeting, Standing Committee on Finance cannot have a meeting on that day because there will be a clash. So the Select Committee on Appropriations on the 2nd won't have a meeting because we must open space for the Select Committee on Finance. Then the following day, Chairperson, on the 3rd of November, is the caucus day, then there's a free day. All committees do not have any meetings. However, on Friday, the Standing Committee on Finance and the Select Committee on Finance, they will be dealing with the responses by National Treasury on the public submissions as received with respect to the revised fiscal framework. Then we move to the third week of processing the MTPS, Chair and Honorable Members. As I indicated, now because the Select Committee on Finance and the Standing Committee on Finance have the revised fiscal framework before them, as the Select Committee on Appropriations, we don't have any activities because we give space to them to consider this instrument. So they will be considering this report, now the Finance Committee's Select and Standing, on the 8th of November. Then that report will go to the House the very next day, on the 9th of November, to both houses simultaneously. The houses are convened simultaneously to consider the 2022 revised fiscal framework. On the other hand, the Standing Committee on Appropriations will be proceeding with activities, receiving a briefing from Human Science Research Council, then a briefing by National Treasury on the Division of Revenue. Because now the finance committees are done with the revised fiscal framework, us as the Select Committee on Appropriations now will join the process now and start the process of division. Jointly together with the Standing Committee on Appropriations, as indicated, the Standing Committee on Appropriations and Select Committee on Appropriations here will be having a joint meeting being briefed by National Treasury on the day. The following day, on the 11th of November, will be briefed by SALGA on the Division of Revenue Bill, jointly again, and convene public hearings. Joint public hearings again on the Division of Revenue Bill. Moving now to the fourth week, Chairperson and the honorable members and colleagues, the Standing Committee on Appropriations now will move to consider the report on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill and the proposed date that this bill be considered by the National Assembly is the 16th of November. However, the current program is reflecting a different date, and we have brought that to the attention of our managers to assist in terms of trying to make ensure that these programs are synchronized. So our manager is handling this matter. Because should this, the National Assembly not sit on this day and sit on the 18th as currently reflected in the program now, it would mean the members of the Select Committee on Appropriations, it won't be possible for them to brief provinces on the Division of Revenue on this identified date. So we don't want to create a situation where issues might be raised of non-compliance with the legislation and the sequencing. So the sooner this issue of National Assembly sitting on Wednesday the 16th is addressed, the better. However, we believe that management take care of this matter because we have identified the 17th of November as a preferred date for members of the Select Committee on Appropriations to brief their respective provinces. Moving on to week number five. After members have briefed their provinces, then the...
Sorry, Lubabalo.
Yes, Chair.
If possible, there's a question. I thought I would leave it until you're done. But where possible, please indicate times. Honorable Ryder has written the questions on the chat icon as to what are the times for these meetings that are on the program. I know on the first presentation, times are reflected. And where there's 9 o'clock, we said, it's because of the previous arrangement, but now it's going to be 10 o'clock. But there are also those that you indicated that because we want to give provinces enough chance, they will be in the afternoon. So where possible, please indicate the starting times or allocated times for those meetings.
Okay, okay, thank you, Chairperson. Oh, Honorable Ryder's hand is up. Honorable Ryder, sorry, Chairperson, through you.
You are now sharing the meeting. Honorable Ryder, you want to come in before we finish presenting? Come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Chair, just specifically those the other dates, I think we kind of more flexible, but you know there are a number of other responsibilities on a Thursday, both caucus and other committees that we belong to. There's a degree of flexibility, but there's also the standing arrangement, which I presume we will try to adhere to. But just for those two Thursday meetings specifically, the times.
Okay. I think we need to so that we can allow members to make arrangements with their caucuses so that they can be accommodated for them to attend their party caucuses.
Okay. May I please comment, Chair, especially with respect to Thursdays?
Thursdays, yes.
Yes, Chairperson. Yes, Chair. Because we Chairperson and other members, we know that under normal circumstances, we're not supposed to convene meetings on Thursdays. So what we normally do, we convene our meetings after the caucuses. So say meeting might be at between 12 and 2 or between say 12:30 or 2:30 if there's a house sitting at 3. So we look at those, and those dates we normally confirm them closer to a meeting, but we understand the issue that has been raised by Honorable Ryder. We always try to make sure that we don't convene committee meetings such that they clash with the caucus.
Yeah, it looks like Honorable Ryder is covered now. I'm not surprised. You know, yesterday you made a comment about Gauteng not having water when Honorable Ngwenya was struggling with network. So you are having a taste now of your own medicine because we were struggling to hear you. You see? You must not do that again. But it's fine. We heard you. We heard you. That was just on a lighter note. I think he can now see that the meetings are scheduled for, after caucus so that we can accommodate members to attend their caucuses. You can continue.
Okay, thanks. I would like to just recap that I indicated that the proposed date from our side for members to brief provinces is the 17th, which is on a Thursday. Then moving on, Chair, I would like to focus on the select on appropriations, and then I'll go back to the standing committee on appropriations. Then on Monday, Chairperson, after members of the committee would have briefed the provinces on Thursday the 17th, then on Monday, we will be considering the negotiating mandates that we have received from provinces. Also, the issue of time, as I indicated, like in the approved program, it indicates 9:00. But like after we have consulted with colleagues, we thought maybe 1:30. Firstly, but we ended up, I think we ended up saying afternoon at 2:00 might be fine, so that we give colleagues a space. If I'm not making a mistake, SD, am I accurate with respect to the starting time of this meeting, 21st?
Sorry, yes, I think we agreed to have the meeting quite a bit later in the afternoon, possibly even at 3.
Can we change it here, Lubabalo, so that members can see what we are proposing?
Okay, Chairperson.
When they engage on what is reflected on the program.
Okay, Chair.
So it can be 15 hours to 17 hours. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Chair. Then the following day, Chairperson, now the assumption, let me use that word, the assumption is when, as soon as we are done as the appropriations with this meeting, we'll quickly transmit the minutes of the meeting of Monday 1st, of wherein the committee will be considering negotiating mandates. We transmit them to colleagues in provinces so that with respect to their packages, preparing for their meetings in the morning to consider their final mandates before transmitting them to us, they must have such all the necessary documents and see that the issues that provinces would have raised are captured in the internet, and then now prepare and finalize the final mandates, which will be transmitted to us again. Even this meeting, Chair, if members feel that 1:00 is too early, let's move it to the afternoon to 3:00 or even 6:00 for that matter, because some provinces, they need, in terms of their rules, they must convene house sittings when they finalize their final mandate. So it's much better if we give them space, even if, say, as appropriations, we sit at 6 or even 7 in the evening, as long as we give province space. Because we understand that the work in terms of the MTPS and as guided by the money bills, we compress what under normal circumstances we do over a 6 weeks period into just a few number of days. Then the product of the committee, which is the report now on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, will go to the House on the to the NCOP House on the 23rd of November for a decision to be taken by the House, and then we'll move then to the next instrument, which is the Adjustment Appropriation Bill. And those meetings will be jointly ourselves and the Standing Committee on Appropriations will be briefed and convene public hearings. Then we'll move again together on Friday, the 25th, convening public hearings after having briefed by the National Treasurer. The next week, which is week six, Chairperson, Standing Committee on Appropriations now, they will consider their report and take the report to table the report in the House on the 30th for a decision of the House. Then on the 1st of December, Select Committee on Appropriations will follow suit and consider, after having briefed by National Treasurer, just a recap, because we'll have received the, just a recap, consider the report on the Adjustment Appropriations and the second report, which is the proposed Division of Revenue and Conditional Grant Allocation to Provinces and Local Government. And those two reports will go to the House on the 2nd of December, and that will be the end of the process, Jackson. I hope I did not confuse members and colleagues that much by going to and fro with respect to the activities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Nodata. Honorable members, that is the program before us. Can I see members' hands, those who want to comment on the program? I see Honorable Didoit, I see Honorable Ryder, and who else? Okay, Honorable Didoit,
Chair.
Come in, please. Okay.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thank you, Mr. Nodata, for the presentation, for all your effort with that, you and the team. Honorable Chair, I just want to know for clarity with regards to the presentations that need to be done at provinces. Can I assume that this will be over the virtual platform since time and date hasn't been clarified yet and because we've got such a tight schedule? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Ryder.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. So I do think that we committed to making sure that the timelines are all met. But certainly we'd be, you know, we would prefer that we could make the arrangements so that maximum involvement can be achieved from our members. So I do think that it would be most helpful to us, noting that we have many other commitments, but also, Chair, and this is the big kicker, is the availability of flights backwards and forwards at the moment is extremely limited. So this is going to take some fairly careful planning. So if we can nail down dates and times as soon as possible, and then try as far as we possibly can to stick to those times, it would be most helpful. And, you know, specifically meeting on Mondays and Fridays, there are real constraints in terms of flights on those dates, and those are the dates that we've traveled most often. So just a request to please send this information out as soon as possible, with a high degree of kind of finalization on it, so that we can make those plans. Chair, I understand that where the provinces are involved, there might be some flexibility required. I do think that the ability to use Zoom or Microsoft Teams or whatever platform the provinces are using individually will make things easier. But I also think that we need to make sure that they have sufficient time to have proper meetings about these issues, and that this is not just a push-through rushed arrangement on the provinces. And I think we need to make sure that we give the provinces fair time to process these matters as well. To me, it looked like it's a little bit of a rush process, and we're expecting them to be quite agile around meeting our deadlines. And I wonder if we've consulted sufficiently with the provinces individually. But from our point of view, Chair, I think that we're committed to getting this stuff through as needed. It is important. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ryder. Honorable Njatu.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning to all the members. Chairperson, I think let me first thank Lubabalo for the presentation. And then to what I want to check, Chair, is that coming from the WIPRI now this morning, in terms of approval from the Chair of Chairs, as we are now discussing the program, that process, because it was emphasized by the Chief Whip that process is must be followed. So I just want to double check whether this program, as we are discussing it in terms of approval, was it being considered by the Office of the Chair of Chairs? Just to double check, Chair. But I followed the presentation. I also looked at the broader program of the NCOP. It is aligned. I just want to make sure that, so that we make sure that there's no clutches, and because there's also a week of the taking Parliament to the people, and so that we double check there's no clutches here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. I think the latter part of what honorable Ryder has raised about
Hello, Chair.
Okay, Lubabalo. Okay. Lubabalo?
Yes, over to you, Honorable Njatu.
Okay. Chairperson, are you there? Okay, members, there's a challenge with the chairperson. Can we maybe have some, are there any responses, Lubabalo, from what the members have raised?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Honorable Whip. May I begin with the last question from your Honorable Self about the approval? On the screen now, I've just flighted the last page of the program. In terms of the processes that we go through, which was signed by the chairperson and our unit manager, and we submitted it to the House Chairperson, Honorable Nyambe. So it was submitted and approved. Thanks, Chair. With respect to the question from, I would say it's the comment from Honorable Detroit about possibility of convening, virtual meetings. I'm sure colleagues in provinces and individual provinces will make their own decisions in consultation with members. Members can lobby provinces and all this stuff. It would be difficult for us, say, for example, to make a comment on that. Let me put it that way. And also, I would want to just indicate that the comments by Honorable Ryder are noted. We will try as much as possible to transmit information to members as we receive them so that we don't frustrate members with respect to this process, Chair. As I'm handing over to you, Chair, I am not sure if I won't be out of order if I say for this meeting, because we've never had an engagement of this nature, you may also invite colleagues from provinces and see if they don't have any issues maybe to comment or raise so that we can kind of clarify those issues and just participate fully if that is okay with the committee and honorable members. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you, Honorable Njatu, to come in quicker. I was kicked out. Now I'm on another gadget or on the phone. I think, honorable members, what you are raising are concerns that we are trying to address. The engagement with provinces have started, and we want to try by all means not to leave the provinces behind, and also not finding ourselves as a rubber stamping and whatever. Or if there are queries, we must not find ourselves on the wrong side of the process. I would now request members from the provinces to also comment on this. I have received comments or information from Riet from Mpumalanga that they have received this program and they have arranged as per what is appearing here. And their briefing is starting on the 17th of November, and they are confirming that their briefing also will be on vision. It will not be physical. And I think going forward, we just need to persuade members from the chairpersons from the legislatures to please accommodate the permanent members to brief you on visual. Let's have our meetings visual, because we will be needed both sides, and also what was raised by Honorable Tutoit and Honorable Ryder, that we having days on Mondays and Fridays. It's not because we have a choice. We know that in some parties, Mondays usually is the traveling day, or it's the before traveling is their constituency time. But we are appealing to members that will communicate with you after refining and confirming what you are presenting into this meeting, so that you can also make arrangements with your offices and your leadership in your parties. Can I hear from members from the provinces who are here? Sister Liwe? I'm sorry, honorable members, I cannot show the video because I'm using the phone. Am I audible, Mr. Nodata?
Yes, Chairperson, you are. Yes, Chairperson, you are.
Isn't there an indication from provinces, any province, whoever wants to speak? I know Red is communicating on the WhatsApp. I have conveyed her communique or the information that she's confirming.
Yeah, yes, Chairperson. The only hand that is up now is the Honorable Ryder, Chair. As okay. We were accepting you back for the second time, I indicated to Honorable Ryder that probably it might also assist if the committee can also extend an invitation to our colleagues who are present on the platform for them to comment or ask questions if they do have some. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay, no, it's fine. Honorable Ryder?
Yeah, sorry, Chair. Mine was just to say Mr. John Nsane from Gauteng was on the meeting, but I see he's subsequently dropped off. So, yeah, we won't be getting a comment, I think, by the looks of things, but he was on the meeting for the first part.
I'm struggling to hear Honorable Ryan Hashem. I think his network is very poor where he is. Maybe they have a load shedding. Was that a question, or was he informing us? He said something about a member from Gauteng who is on the platform. Did I get him right? Am I correct?
Oh, I think he was commenting that Mr. Nsane, a colleague of mine, my counterpart in Gauteng, was on the platform, but he has dropped off now. Probably it might happen that there's another meeting that he went to. Another hand that is up here is Honorable Moletsane.
Okay, Ntate Moletsane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just a comment just to appreciate this progressive meeting, whereby we are allowing the provinces time to participate and to make sure that we are on the same page with them, and they are able to raise their views in time. This thing of maybe just seeing us to come into them, you know, this time really we have managed to accommodate them in advance, so that at least they are knowing about the program. They know they are able to voice out what they wanted to voice out in time. So I really want to just to say I appreciate this kind of a meeting that we have developed. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Ntate Moletsane. We welcome the appreciation from yourself, your good self, to the behind the scene team, including the whip and the chair. Any other hand? No more hands.
No, Chairperson, no.
Okay. I think then we can step off this item and go to the minutes. Committee issues, in-house matters. That's the first page, the minutes of the 12th of October, 2022. We go to page number two. Go to page number three. Estella, I think you have accepted Honorable Ryder. Or is he back on the platform?
He is in the meeting, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. That was a very short meeting that we had on the 12th. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
The two moves, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Tutoi, it is moving.
That was seconding, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Njatu, for seconding. And having said that, Honorable members, I want to thank you for being here. I see also Honorable Nkosi, an alternate from Mpumalanga, she's on the platform. And if there are other alternate members for being on the platform, we really want to appreciate your presence, your participation, or your assistant. I want to now request, there's a request from Honorable Karim to pass some message or to say something in as far as the Select Committee on Finance is concerned before we close the meeting. Honorable Karim. Eunice Karim. Mr. Nodata, is Honorable Karim on the line, on the platform?
Chair, I don't see him on the platform.
I don't see him here, Chair. May I please call him? Please give me just a few seconds so that I can call him, Chair.
Please do, because he requested this opportunity. And I beg your pardon, members, for this. I think we know that we are experiencing this challenge of a network throughout the country. Maybe he's also experiencing the same problem. Mr. Nodata, are you able to get Honorable Karim?
No, Chairperson, he's not picking the call, Chair.
Okay, but he's also not on the platform, ne?
Yes, Chairperson, he is not on the platform.
Let me also try him for the last time. Sorry about that, Honorable Members.